Once you've learned to banish the doubt, begin to say, I am no longer going to have doubts in my mind about my ability. Those are my traitors, as Shakespeare said. And now I'm going to begin to learn how to cultivate the witness. And what is the witness? The witness is the compassionate observer, the part of you that is not in the world of form, that is watching your form. I love Khalil Gibran's simple little reminder. He says, in truth, it is life that gives unto life, while you, who deem yourself a giver, are but a witness. And as you learn to cultivate the witness, it really means getting outside of yourself and learning how to not only witness what is happening in your daily life, but you can begin to witness your body, you can witness your mind, you can witness your entire history, you can witness that which is going on around you, all from the perspective of being the observer. The witness is that part of you where you are placing your attention. And where you place your attention is what you will begin to see manifesting from the world of the formless, the world of the wave, to the world of the particle, the very mechanics of creation. And so if you want to be able to create a life of higher awareness, a life of fulfillment, a life of freedom through this heightened awareness, you must detach yourself from the outcome, as tough as that may seem to be, and just see yourself as that observer, the one who is watching all of this transpire. The greatest affirmation I've ever heard, the one that I repeat every day whenever something seems to be going wrong. In my world, nothing ever goes wrong. That means that when you live in the world of the spirit, you begin to witness all that is happening and you become the noticer. You can notice your body. You can notice your mind and all of the thoughts that are in your mind. You can notice the past events of your life. You can also notice the things that are going on in your life today and what's going on in the world, all from the perspective of being the dispassionate witness. And all of the great thinkers, no matter where you go, if you want to learn about enlightenment or spiritual awareness, you're going to see them asking you the same thing over and over again. Can you learn to witness your life rather than identify with it? Believe it or not, that's where bliss resides. And that's where heightened awareness resides. And that's where freedom resides. And you will get that freedom when you've learned to banish the doubt and when you begin to cultivate the witness. And here are just a few suggestions that I would give to you for learning how to cultivate that witness on a daily basis in your life. One of the suggestions that I would recommend is that you begin to notice the noticer. As you take note of your worlds, both inner and outer, begin to familiarize yourself with the noticer. Ask yourself, who is this noticer behind that which is being noticed? All you have to do is do this several times each day, and you begin to see that you are much more than just a body and a mind going through the programmed motions of your life. Your realization of your true self as the witness behind that which is being witnessed will bring you to a new dimension of creativity and bliss. You'll discover, as you really begin to notice the noticer, that you are much more than just your problems.